Okay, today's daf is Maisrus daf Zayin. Maisrus daf Zayin, and we are on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Continuing this Mishnah, we are in the Mishnah relating to Gemar Malacha. What is the Goren? Right? Why that was the language the Mishnah used. The Goren, which is the storehouse, but that's the language used for Gemar Malacha. Once this processing, the completion of the processing takes place, then that's when there's a chiyuv of Shumas and Maestros, and therefore one cannot even eat Arai. Remember, this is a different shiur. We mentioned this last shiur also. This is a different than the first couple of Mishnayos. The first couple of Mishnayos were how big the fruit have to be in order to be chayiv in Shumas and Maestros. Before that, it's not called a fruit. But even if I would cut it and harvest it then, I could still snack on it. I could still have achilas arai. But these processes, right, that's in terms of growth. These are in terms of what the person does. The gavra's actions. So this is gemar malacha, and once this is done, then one does not eat arai from it anymore. As long as, the Mishnah said, if you're taking it to sell, if you're taking it into your house, you have more time. But these are all the examples. So we're in the middle. We're in the middle of the top of the Daf Zayin of Aleph now on top. Hapered. What's pered? The Maral Folda says, dried pomegranate wedges. Right, if you see, regilin hayu lefarid, from the word nifrad. Nifrad means separated. Right, preda. Regilin hayu lefarid berimonim uliabshan. They used to separate the little pieces of rimon from each other and to dry them. Vaosan gargarim hayiveshim, those dry pieces. Nikru pered, those are called pered. Al shem shemafridan. You separate them, you dry them, and the time you go into, next time you go to the store to get dried pomegranates, you can ask for pered, right? That's what this is called in the days of the Mishnah. So hapered vatzimukin, raisins, vacharuvin, dried caribs, mishayam in arema, right? What's their gemar malacha when you make it into a big pile, right? If that's when the, that's gemar malacha. Because now basically, after they're in the pile, you just take them and you take them to the, to the shuk to sell them. Hapitzalim mishe yafkilu. Onions, when you peel off the inedible leaves, the ones that are drooping and not really good for eating. Vimeinu mafakil, if you're not planning to peel them, mishe yamadarema, when you make the pile. Hatavua mishe yimareach. So that's the lashon that we're going to have a lot in this mesechta. Meiruach. Meiruach literally is smoothing, like the malacha, mim mareach, to smooth. It's part of mimachik. So mim mareach, when I make a pile and I smooth it, so that's by tfua, by grain, that is the gemar malacha. Vim eino mamriach, and if I don't plan to smooth it, mishyar anarema, I just want to make the pile. Hakitnios, well, let's stop there for a minute. Again, meiruach comes up, again, in many places. The Goran Brachas Lamed Aleph talks about meiruach and re'ias penei abayis. Right, really, there's really two ingredients. And the Meiri in Brachas, as he always does, being a late Rishon, he just summarizes everything in such a beautiful way, says the Meiri, Ein atvua chayeves menatora b'maiser. Ad, tvua is not chayev in maiser. Tvua, what is tvua? Grain, wheat, barley, that's tvua. Ad sheteyaseh dagan, until it becomes dagan. What's dagan? Dagan means wheat. No, but digun means gathered. Rasalomar sheyismareach, v'sheyikanes babayis derech pnei pesach abayis. If it's smoothed out in the pile and it goes into the house, v'kulam lamadu minamik ra'os. And this is all learned from Sukkim. Sheyismareach sheneemar digancha, vein dagan el ha'achem eruach. It's only called dagan after it has been piled and smoothed out. V'sheyikanes babayis sheneemar bi'arkti ha'kodesh min habayis. And those are the two ingredients that make up the Gemar Malacha. Again, here it says Meruach, but also included is Re'ias Penei Abayis. And again, if you don't do Meruach, Mishayam and Arema, when one makes a pile. Hakitnios, Mishayichbar. Kitnios, different types of legumes, of we have a large category of kitnios that we know from Hilchas Pesach. But kitnios, some type of cotton seed and corn and other types of legumes, beans and peas, when you sift them and get the dirt out. Misha yichpar. Why? Because the Maharal explains, usually these are not harvested from the top, but they're pulled out of the dirt. They're pulled out with their roots. They have a lot of dirt on them. So when you sift them to get the dirt out, that's the Gvar Malacha. V'meino kover, ashi mareach. And if you're not going to do that, then just making the pile itself, that's when it is up until. Meruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, as we said. Those are the ways that the chiyuv kicks in. The Gemara talks about, interesting, those that are ma'arim, those that kind of use a subterfuge, a trick, in order to have fruit that are not chayiv in Trumas and Maisras. The Gemara quotes this in Brachas Lamed Aleph. Remember, this is the example, fascinating examples. The Gemara says there, you shouldn't daven after you have a shearing Sosa Nesivis. Right? After you have Sosa Nesivis, you're thinking about Rebbe Kivager. Like, how can you daven? Like, your mind can't focus on davening. You should only daven after learning a clear-cut, dry halacha. Just halacha. That's it. What's an example? The Gemara gives three examples of cut and dry halacha. Taras Mishpacha, Kudshim, and Zerayim. Right? Those are the three examples that are halacha psukah. It's amazing. Right? Number one is the Chumra Derbi Zera. Benos Yisrael Achmir Alatzmam, Shafila Roh Sibustam Kachardal, Yoshalav Shivan Akiyim. What's halacha psukah? That's Chumra Derbi Zera. That we treat every woman who's a Nida today like a Zava Gadola, even if she only sees a little drop of dam. Okay, clear cut. Rava Amar, Rava says, you know what a clear cut halacha is? Raboshia. What's Raboshia? Our case. Ma'arim Adam al Tfuaso. A person could trick, could get his wheat inside his house without having a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisros. What does he do? Machnisa b'mot shela. He could keep the moat, keep the external husk on, so it never reaches Gemar Malacha, like we're talking about in the Mishnayos. He brings it into his house with the moats on, so there's never a chiyuv. It never had meruach before Riyas Panei Abayis. Kedei shedei b'emto ocheles. So, and he could be, it could be like an animal food, but then you decide, okay, I'm going to eat it. U'petura mena meiser. That's petura mena meiser. That is ha'arama. Right, and that's what the Rashi says there in Brachas Lamed Aleph. Lefichach, kishemachnisa labayis kodem meruach. If you bring it into the house before meruach, lo hukfa lamaiser minatora. It's not aser midaraisa. V'rabbananu de asru achilas keva bedavar shel nigmar malachto. Aval achilas arai lo asru. And machamem is considered arai. So if you're going to give it to your animal, in that case, even without coming, bringing it for yourself, if you give it to your animal, well, because the animal's going to eat it with the husk on. Right, so just give it, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv in that. So that's the second example, fascinating, of being marim. A couple of daf later, I think, on Lamed Hama Beis. Lamed Hama Beis, the Gemara talks about the difference between the earlier and the later generations. Bo reish lo kedoros arishonim doros arachronim. Doros arishonim. This is another way, right? The Mishnah, the halacha psukah here is that keeping it in its husk, bringing it in. The other way is not bringing it in straight, through the bias, through the doorway. The earlier generations brought the fruit, the tefuah, straight in, so there's a chiyuv of meiser. Doras ha'achronim, we always try to get out of things. Machnisin peiroseim derech gagos, derech chatzeros, derech karpifos. Some take out the words derech chatzeros, because that is normal. There's a chiyuv. Derech karpifos, k'dei lepatra ben meiser, in order to patra them from meiser. Dam reb yanai, ein atavah meschayv ben meiser, ashi yireh penei habayis. Right, so that is the two ways that the Mishnayos talk about that you can be marim. Our Gemara says, our Mishnah says, Gemar Malacha, Meruach. But if you did Meruach while it still had husks, right, you didn't have Gemar Malacha yet, or you didn't take it in the front door, then there wouldn't be Gemar Malacha, there wouldn't be Echiyah. You get the impression, this Gemara is an important Gemara, take a step back. This is like a bad thing, a negative thing. The Gemara gives the impression. We discussed back in the Hagdama of Maisers and Trumas whether Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisers is a mitzvah or a matir. Mitzvah or a matir. Is it just to allow you to eat it, or is it a mitzvah? This Gemara gives the impression that it's a mitzvah. If it's just a matir for you to eat, but if you're going to give it to your animals with the husk on, then what's the big deal? Why is that bad? Why is that bad? So you won't eat it. But if there's a mitzvah element, then you understand that that doros achronim are lower level than the doros arishonim. Okay, the end of that gemara, just because we're there, what's the third halacha psuka? So we have tuma v'tara, right? Chumah d'rabizera. We have zrayim and we have kachim. If somebody bloodlets hakazas dam for a karbon, aser bahana umo'alin bo. Okay, that's something that's going to be davar pashut, and therefore we're not going to think about it so much during davening. Amazing. Hakadosh dam of Abema's kachim, it's still aser bana, and there's still mi'ila by the blood. Okay, but that's the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hey. We continue our Gemara, our Mishnah. So the kinyos is when you sift it, and if not, achi marech. Afal pishem mirach. Even if, let's add this whole pile, and I did meruach, but the pile's not perfect. There's some stalks that are on the side. There's some stalks that weren't smoothed out. So am I allowed to still eat achilas arai from the other things that didn't make it? So avabishem mirach, notel menakotim, I could take from the pieces that were not threshed, umenat stadim, or from the sides, umimasha betocha teven, or stuff that's mixed in with the straw, va'ochel, that's still arai. You don't say that, oh, because most of it was threshed, so the whole thing has that status. No. Even if some of it was, but some of it wasn't, and you're allowed to eat that arai. Hayayin, what about wine? What's the Gemara Malacha for wine? Wine, you don't gather, right? Wine, what do I do? Remember the wine, we had this described earlier, you have two levels by wine. You put the grapes in the upper level, in the Elyon, and then you crush them, and let's say you used to stamp on them barefoot, and then there's a little pipe that goes down, and all the, hopefully the dregs stay up top, and only the wine goes down, because there's a little netting there to catch it, and then it goes down to the bottom one. So hayayin misha yikape, wine, when is it, gemar malacha, misha yikape, when you remove the dregs that float to the top. See the Mara Folda? Shemisha yasir chartzanim vizagim. Shemalayayim b'shas retichaso. Right, when you start crushing it and then it ferments and the stuff flows to the top, when you remove that. Aval b'sha kippa. Even if you did that, let's say you did that, kolet min hagatva el yona u'minatzinor v'shoseh. As we just said, even if you did that, let's say everything's in the bottom and the dregs float, the few dregs that are still left float to the top, you're still allowed to take from the top place and the pipe going down, because that's not Gemar Malacha yet. You're going to use that. Gemar Malacha is only when it's in the bottom. When it's the bottom, you're still allowed to use that on the way down. By the way, this is quoted, many of the halachas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's saying, oh, Trumas and Maestros. There's one big fat simon in Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. I'm not sure if there's a bigger simon, meaning with more se'ifim. Maybe there is, I didn't do the research. But if you look in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yaradeya, that's the simon about Hilchas Trumos. And there, the Shulchan Aruch has, how many se'ifim are in Hilchas Trumos? How many se'ifim? What does this go till? 146 se'ifim. Kuf Mem Vav. Kuf Mem Vav se'ifim in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. So there, in Simen Imsif Pevav, Ezel Gemar Malacha. What's the Gemar Malacha for wine? When do you have to take off Trumas and Maestros for wine? Right? If you own a wine press, if you own a place, Mishi Yanichenu Bechavis V'yishalach Hartzana Bazagim. Me'al Pia Chavis. So the Gemara here quotes, the Shulchan Aruch here quotes the Gemara above Metzia. Not like this Yerushalmi, where it's when you skim off when it's in the vat. But here, when you skim off when it's in the barrel. When it's in the barrel, which is a later stage. Aval kshu betocha bor, kshiyag bienu la'amido b'chavis shosa arai, v'kolim enakad al yonim enatzino mikol makom b'shosa. And the Gra points out there, the Gra in Kuf Mem Tes, points out there, afagav, it that the others say about bor, and look in the Yerushalmi, still, we paskin like the Bavli in this case. Okay, but that's in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Pei Vav. We continue. So Ayai Mishi Kapa, and you're allowed to take from the pipe and the upper. Hashem and Mishi Luka, oil. Oil has a different process. Remember, we squeeze the oil, then we take it in a bag, and then we put a board over it, and we squeeze it again until all the oil gets out. Mishiyer Luka. Luka is like the bottom place, the guma that finally holds the oil that's in the olive press. Ava Mishi Yarad, no Tomana Ako, Mana Mamo, Mana Umi Bain Hapatsim. Like we said, even though it goes down to the uka, you could take it from the earlier, from the board, from the net, all the parts of the kalim that you used earlier. V'notein l'chamita u'letocha tamchui. You're allowed to take oil and put it on a chamita. Chamita, the Marafolda says, like uga ktana, it's like a little cookie. You're allowed to take the oil and smear it on a cookie to eat it. U'letocha tamchui, or into the tamchui, into the pot. One second, what's the issue here? The issue here is, we mentioned this already, and we're going to see this inside, there are six events that are Kovela Maestros. If any of these six events happen, then you have to take out Trumas and Maestros. Shabbos, Mekach, we mentioned some of these. One of them is Bishul, cooking. If I cook it, I have to take off Trumas and Maestros. So the Chiddush here is that Tamchui, if I put it into this pot, that's okay. Why? Mara Folda, the Tamchui is a Klisheni. Klisheni is Dama Vashel. Klisheni is Dama Vashel, that's why Tamchui is okay. What's the Chamita? A boiling hot cookie. So don't think that that's cooking. That's not cooking, that's what the Marafolda says. V'kamash malon, dolo chashev kim mevushal, be'esh. Shohaish kovela meiser. Right? Don't think, hi, lo chashav bishul. This is not called bishul. Interesting. I didn't see any of the mafarshim talk about this, but maybe this relates to a big sugya in Yaradeya and in Hilcha Shabbos, and that's known as Dover Gush. Right, we know there are rules. We discussed this a few weeks ago. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. But what if I, and why is Kli Sheni not Mevashel? Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Mem Amabez. Tosfos says, Defonos Mikaros. It's the walls of the container that was not on the fire, Kli Sheni, which causes the item inside to go get cooler. Because it's the walls cool what's inside. The Defonos are Mikaros. That's why, even though a Kli Sheni could be much hotter than a Kli Rishon, theoretically. A Kli Rishon, you could wait till it cools off. Even if it's still Yatzo Levisbo, it could be a lower temperature than a Kli Sheni, which you pour right after the, pour from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni. So it's not about temperature, the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. It's a halachic reality. Right, and what is it? Tosfos says, Defonos Makaros. So says the Maharshal, the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin. So if I have a boiling glob of chalent, and I put it on my plate, there's no walls cooling that off, right? It's a solid. Kli Sheni Eina Mevashel does not apply to solids. Dover Gush. You don't have the heter of Kli Sheni Eina Mevashel when it comes to a solid food. And therefore, it says the Marshal, if I have boiling hot, thick chalent on my plate, right next to my coleslaw, it's going to cook my coleslaw. And therefore, I have to have a mechitza in between, because Dover Gush doesn't have that kula. And the Shach quotes this in Yaradeya in Simen Kufhei Sifches. The Shach quotes this Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo says, V'dad t'shein shay kli sheni in b'davar ha-mis'arev. Only something that, like, is liquid or even rice kind of, like, separates. Avo ha-chatichas basar. Or not rice. He puts rice on the other side. Avo ha-chatichas basar. A piece of steak. A steak. A hot piece of steak. That's a kli rishon. O dag, o orez, o duchan, shema'arin cham in akadera, im hayatso, let us vote, dino kli rishon. Unbelievable. The Shach quotes that chumrah, the Ramah in Yaradeya Tzadi Dalet Zayin does not quote that chumrah. He quotes quite a piece of meat on a plate, he considers it a kli sheni, a boiling piece of meat. But maybe this is a smach to the Ramah against the Yamshel Shlomo. Why? Because it says, you put it on the chamita, that's not called cooking. That's not called cooking. Why isn't it called kicking? Right? Because if it's Dover Gush, it should be like a Kli Rishon. No, maybe it's a Raya. If it's a Raya, that there's no Chumrah of Dover Gush. Okay, I'm not sure. We'll talk about Tamchui, that's Kli Sheni. Avalo Yitain Lelefes, so look at the Eruk Shem Rusachim, but you can't put it into a Kli Rishon. You can't put it into a pot when it's boiling hot. Why? Because that'll be cooking it. And cooking it will be Mechayavit in Trumas and Maestras. It sounds like from this Mishnah, the Achronim point out, that even if, let's say I have, I don't know, something, some type of tua that was not processed at all. It did not have gemar malacha. And then I cook it. Is that a koveya lemaisrus? It sounds like from this gemar, yeah. Sounds like from the Mishnah. If you cook something, even if it did not have gemar malacha, you didn't process it beforehand, so then it's still going to be koveya. And that's pashtus is against the gemar in Beitza. The gemar in Beitza, on Daf Lamed Hei, says, beferish, those six things, cooking, and selling, and Shabbos, and all of them are only koveya after gemar malacha. Kiyasa Ravan and Rabbi Yochanan, echad Shabbos, ve'echad Truma, ve'echad Chatzer, ve'echad Mekach, kulan einon koven el b'davar shnigre malachton. All of them, Shabbos, Truma, Chatzer, Mekach, are only koveya by a davar shnigre malachto. Bishul's not on the list. Out of the six, those are four. So maybe Bishul's different. Maybe Bishul would be koveya even for something that's not gemar malacha. Interesting. We'll get to a Rambam in a second. Let's just continue first. So don't put it into a Kli Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lakalu, no saying. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, don't worry about it. Nothing cooks, even in a Kli Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda says even a Kli Rishon doesn't cook once it's off the fire. It's on the fire. That's mamish cooking. But the Mefarshim explain, once it's off the fire, Mara Fulda says, right, once it's off the fire, then you could put these in. It's not called cooking. Chutz midavar sheyish bo chometz v'tzir. Unless it's something sharp, like something that has vinegar or brine, then it's going to cook in the pot. Interesting. There's a Chayi Adam. There's a Chayi Adam in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, the Chayi Adam discusses that there is something called not just Yad Soledespo, which we have in Hilchas Shabbos, but we have something called Yad Nichvespo. That your hand is burned. Not just Yad Soledespo. Is there such a category that even if you say Yad Soledespo is not so chamor, but if it's Yad Nichvespo, that even in a cliche, where does he get this from? A Rambam in Maestros. Right here. So usually you learn Hilchas Shabbos, like, what Rambam Maestros? Now we're learning the Maestros. Right? So the Rambam says, in Gimel, in Gimel Gimel. Gimel Gimel and Gimel Tesvav. Gimel Tesvav in Hilchas Meiser. The Rambam says, Our Mishnah, you can put it into the Tamchui, Avo Bishu Cham, Bede She'enu Mizbasho Beklisheni. Ve'im ha'yacham biyoser, kidei she'yichve es hayad, lo yitein letocho v'bneishu mizbashel. Wow. The Rambam says, our Mishnah is where it's not super duper burning hot, but if it's yad nichves bo, which is a higher category, then it's koveilo maestros. Says the Chaya Adam in Hilchos Shabbos, just like Hilchos Maestros, so too Hilchos Shabbos. It must be in Hilchos Shabbos, there's another category. Besides Yad Soledes Bo, there's a category called Yad Nichves Bo. Oh, wow, a chumrah. Most poskim in the Hilchos Shabbos do not quote and are not machmer like this Chayi Adam. That if it's Yad Nichves Bo, it cooks even in a Kli Sheni. We assume not that way. You look in the Radvaz here. The Radvaz says that the Mishnah doesn't make such a chiluk. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say? Kli sheni einam b'vashel. The Rambam comes up with a new thing. The Rambam comes up with Yad Nichves Bo. So that we don't have that anywhere. So says the Radvaz. The Radvaz says there's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Meiser. Right? Against that Chayi Adam, 300 years after the Radvaz. Radvaz was 1500s. Chayi Adam was 1700s. Right? So 200 years later, says the Radvaz, no, don't compare them. Odish, it's a special did by Maestris. By Maestris, it's Koveya, even if it's not halachic bishul, like Hilchos Shabbos. Af agav de ba'alma bishul klisheni lo chashe bishul, Hilchos Shabbos klisheni is amavashel, even if it's very hot. But le'inyan kfias meiser hukfu, but for kfias meiser it is. Kivach ayde bishul zehu machshiru l'achila, because this bishul helps you to make it edible. No, it's enough gemar malacha. It's gemar malacha. It might not be malacha for Shabbos, but it's enough gemar malacha. So he says, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Maestros. Again, foreshadowing that Chayi Adam, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say something like this in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a raya against the Chayi Adam. Right? You would think if the Rambam holds this way in Hilchos Shabbos, he should quote it in Hilchos Shabbos also. He does not. This is only in Hilchos Maestros, which points to the direction of the Radvaz. Okay, we continue. Gemara. Misha Yifask Mfaksu. So what does that mean? That was the first line. Kishuin. The gourds, Misha Yafkisu. Yafkisu. That means when you take out like the little fuzz on top. Mandi Yarim Piksuse. When you take out the little fuzz. Misha Yishalik. That was by Avatiach. Mandi Yarim Shalkuke. When you take out the little fuzz on top of that too. Haimefakis Rishon Rishon. Mishalik Rishon Rishon. What if you have a whole basket of watermelons? Or a whole basket and you start taking out the fuzz from each of them? But you only did a few of them. Lo Nitzbalu. It does not become Tevel. It doesn't become tevel unless you take them all out. You don't say because you took some of it out and they're all tevel. No, you got to take out the whole bunch in order for it to be called tevel. Good. We continue. Pikes v'shileg, turning over. Pikes v'shileg v'rishos ahekdish. What if you did that? What if I'm makdish and avatiach? I'm makdish and avatiach. Then when it's in the hands of the Beis HaMikdash, you take the fuzz. The gizbar takes the fuzz off. So that, as we just said, is an important stage of Gemara Malacha. So shall we say that if this act is done versus Hektish, your putter from Maestros? Pikes v'shilek versus a Hektish. Ufidayo. And then you redeemed it. Question mark. Right? Question mark. Do we say that that's a significant act and therefore it's a poter for Maestros or not? Question is not answered. Right? Because we know there were Mishnayos elsewhere that say if Meruach was done, b'shas that it was Hektish, that's poter. Meruach Hektish is poter. So what about this? Pikus of Hektish. Is this also significant? Right? Or do we say no? What's the other tzad? Because remember we said in the Mishnah, if you're not going to do pikes, it goes by the piling it up. So maybe that shows that there could be a substitute. So it's not so crucial. And even if Hektish is, you do pikus by Hektish, maybe it's not going to poter it. Okay, that's the question unanswered. Yorek HaNegad. What about vegetables that you bundle up? Vegetables that you bundle up, that's the Gemar Malacha. So we're going to do the Gruz Girsa. Look at the bottom. The Gruz Girsa, in Kisva Yad Beis. The Gruz says, Haya Oget Sino Gadol. I have a big bundle of vegetables. I have like 20 carrots that I bundle up. Va'asid Lasoso Sino Katan. But I'm eventually going to make them into smaller. I'm in the field, so I want to like make it easier. So I'm going to put 20 carrots into one bundle. Then when I get home, I'm going to make them into bundles of five. I'm going to make them smaller. See, is the first bundling already Gemar Malacha? Right? Says the Gra, Zgirsa, Nitbal, yes. Yes. See the Gra Pirish. Even though you get to bundle it differently, but once you bundle it the first time, bundling is bundling. And if you bundle it big, that's called bundling, even though you're going to make it smaller. Go back to the Gemara now. Reb Azariah boy, Reb Ezra asks on this. Understand this. You bundled it, but this is not going to be your bundling forever. You're going to bundle it in a different way. So why do we say that, you know, that you are, this is good enough? So, Elakeni, so the Gemara clarifies. Ogdotsino gadol basade. This is what you're doing in the fields, like I just described it. You're going to bundle it this way in the field, then you're going to bring it out of the field. That's why this is the Gemara Malach in the field. If you're going to change it to a smaller one in the field, fine, then you have a problem. But if it's this way in the field, fuasid laogdotsino katan lashuk, or bashuk, nitbal, then it becomes tevel. Because in the field, this is it, right? And therefore, that's why it's called tevel in that case. Good. We continue. Kalkala mishiachape. Kalkala basket, when you cover it with leaves. When you cover it with the leaves, that's its protection. And that's Gemara Malacha. Haisa kalkala achas, ubedaita lamalo seschetzia. If you have a basket, and you have in mind, you're going to fill it up halfway. You're going to fill up your basket halfway. So kiva chemile chesia nitbala. Once you filled it up halfway, then now it becomes tevel. Right? All these lashonos, again, we're going to have to talk about this and more in the future. The simple pshat and the simple language of the Gemara that I read before, where's the Gemara in Brachas? The Gemara that I read before in Brachas, Laman Hema Beis, the language of the Gemara is, or let me say this, the pashtus of what this, our Mishnah, nitzbala, it becomes tevel at this stage. When you do Gemar Malach, it becomes tevel. Meaning, why you let it eat? Why you let a snack on it before? Because it's not tevel yet. Really, you should be able to even eat Achilas Keva beforehand. But Chazal said, no, you can't eat Achilas Keva. Well, but all right, but it's not tevel yet. The language of the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, that Gemara said, Amar Reb Yanai Ein Hatevel Mischayiv B'Meiser Ad. What does that sound like? It sounds like it's tevel right away, but it's tevel that you're allowed to eat and tevel that you're not allowed to eat. Tevel is chayiv and maaseris once it... That doesn't sound like it's not tevel yet. So that's a lumdish question. Before Gemar Malacha, is it tevel that you're allowed to eat or it's not even tevel yet? That's a question that the Rachonim asked, but this language of our Mishnah sounds like it's not even tevel yet. Says the Gemara. Now let's read it. So if you had in mind to fill up half the basket, once it's filled up halfway, then it's tevel. Bedaita lamalos eskula. But if you have in mind to fill it up the whole way, lo nitzbalachi imali eskula. Then it doesn't become tevel, or it's not tevel that it's also to eat until you fill up the whole thing. Hayushtayim bedaita lamalos shteyen. What if you have two baskets? You have in mind to fill up both of them. Lo nitzbalachi imali shteyen. So then your Gemara Malacha for this process is both baskets, and therefore it's not tevel until you fill it up both. Good. But what was the last line of the Mishnah? When do you say all of this, that all these rules apply, b'molach lashuk? When you are going to the, when you're bringing it all to the shuk, avo b'molach labeso, but if you're bringing it to your house, ochel mehen arayat shumagia labeso. But if you're bringing it to your house, you could snack on it the whole way. And the question is why? What's the difference? Why, if you're bringing it to your house, no, you might even think more. Bring it to your house, you might snack on it on the way. Right? No, so why is bringing it to your house more makel? And for the shuk is more. Mam bein amolach l'shuk, mam bein amolach l'beiso. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, b'shashu amolach l'beiso, b'dayto adavar tali. When you're bringing it home to your house, it's totally on your das. And therefore, we assume you are not going to eat it till you get home. And therefore, it's not really finished. You're not going to eat it until you get home. U'b'shashu amolach l'shuk, but when you are bringing it to the marketplace, what happens if on the way you meet a customer? You meet a customer on the way. Lo b'dayto adavar tali. This is not only tali on your das, b'das alakuchos adavar tali. It's tali on the buyers, on the customers. Shema yimso alakuchos v'nitzvelu miyad. Maybe you'll find a customer on the way, and then you'll want to give it to him. So there's nothing lacking in the processing, because the customer might eat it right away. And remember we said mekach. Mekach is one of the six things that's kovela maisris, selling it. So the Rabbanan said, you can't wait. You can't wait. Until then, it's tevel right away because Mekach is going to be koveed. You have to take off the chupas and maisers right away. Period. Last section. Tani mishiyamad arema barosh gago. What did the Mishnah say? When you make it into a pile. So the Braisa says, when you make it a pile on your roof. Remember, they used to use their roofs for like backyards. Right? They're on your roof. Only on your roof, not in the field. If you make a pile in the field, it's not good enough. Someone said, no. Amar Rebbechinina, deruba asa emalacha. Ruba is like a chiddush. No, he's telling you an even bigger chiddush. Afilu mishiyaban arema brosh gago. Even if the arema, even if the pile is made on your roof, that's good enough. That's good enough to be kovela maestros. Not only in the field, even if you made the pile on your roof. Habitzala mishe yafkilu mindu yarim putgara. When you take off the rotten peels, the rotten leaves, so that's when the onions are now ready and there is gemar malacha. Okay, off the stop here by Tvua. We continue next time as we continue here our march through the first parak of maestros.